Rapper DaBaby gets arrested. We've got new music from Zayn, and Laura Branigan's manager calls video of Trump blasting Gloria before right-wing DC riots absolutely appalling. This is Billboard News Now for Friday, January 8th. First up, rapper DaBaby was arrested in Beverly Hills yesterday after he allegedly carried a concealed weapon into a store on Rodeo Drive. According to the Beverly Hills Police Department, the rapper was with a group of men when security called police, claiming that someone from the group had a weapon in his waistband. TMZ got a video of the rapper and the three other men in their car about to drive off when multiple cop cars surrounded their vehicle. Police said the other men detained were released and DaBaby was arrested on charges of carrying a concealed weapon and carrying a loaded firearm in a vehicle. He was released on a $35,000 bond. He is scheduled to appear back in court on March 25th. Next up, welcome back, Zayn. On January 8th, the former One Direction star and new dad dropped Vibes, a new track lifted from his upcoming album, Nobody Is Listening. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Dedicated to his partner, Gigi Hadid, Vibes is a slice of dreamy R&B with some seriously sexy lyrics. Don't keep me waiting. I've been waiting all night to get close. Tears in your eyes and making you cry. The new song comes after 2020's Better and marks the second release from Nobody Is Listening, Zayn's third album, set to drop January 15th, the follow-up to 2018's Icarus Falls, and the singer's debut project, 2016's Mind of Mine, a Billboard 200 number one.
And finally, as the fallout continues from the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol by a violent mob of Trump supporters that left at least five people dead, legacy manager of late 1980s pop singer Laura Branigan is condemning a video shot by Donald Trump Jr. that appears to show the outgoing president's inner circle blasting one of her clients' most beloved hits right before Trump's riot-inciting speech at the White House. Here's Jordan Rowling again with the story.
It's absolutely appalling to hear Gloria being played in the background of a widely circulating video of President Trump from yesterday, given the tragic, unsettling, and shameful happenings that occurred at the U.S. Capitol, tweeted Kathy Golick, adding no permission to use Gloria nor endorsement of him, past or present, was granted to President Trump on behalf of Laura or her legacy management company. And we strongly and vehemently do not condone yesterday's events at the Capitol. In another tweet, Golick wrote, "It's very sad and upsetting to see Laura's beautiful memory and legacy have any association with President Trump and such a dark day in U.S. history. Neither Laura nor her music deserve any unwarranted fallout due to the actions of others."
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.